Number 6. Snowflake. Alicia's mother was a true symbol of altruism, a visual illusion of Mother Teresa, giving alms to the homeless, cleaning the church, and volunteering at the elementary school on a weekly basis. She was an illiterate woman, one who preferred alliteration and allegories to mindless chatter. In a world so full of aloof individuals, it was uncommon to find people as altruistic as her, believing that people's suffering could be alleviated. Her father's allegiance was elsewhere. Instead of working towards peace, he spent most of his energy on aleatory events like poker and roulette. He often found himself involved in altercations of sorts. Afterwards, he would allege that he wasn't at fault and would give false alibis to explain his whereabouts, which alienated him from the rest of his family and friends. By day, he was a chemist, amalgamating alkali and other alluvial metals together. By night, he was a modern-day alchemist. He practiced alchemy by trying to turn amalgam, an alloy of mercury, and another metal, into gold. 2 months ago, Alicia's parents got divorced. Since then, her life had been altered drastically. Not only did she have to alternate between two homes, but she had to put up with her father's amateurish meals as well. Every other Wednesday, her mother allocated special time to give Alicia a small allowance over a special mother-daughter meal of alimentary delights. Her mother thought that spending some of the alimony, which she kept in a small aluminum tin, together would allay some of the sadness Alicia had amassed over the summer, and would help to amalgamate the pair. Her father was also alert to the situation and, like his ex-wife, wanted to set Alicia's fears aloft. His solution was to buy Alicia a pet. He alluded to the fact that the sky was the limit. So instead of settling for the cheapest animal, like an amateur pet lover, Alicia walked along the perfectly aligned cages and looked for the most alluring animal. It was no contest. The little albino rabbit, curled up near the alcove, allured her interest, perhaps knowing that she needed him as much as he needed her. Since Alicia was allergic to almonds, she decided to ask the clerk if the rabbit had any allergies. He gave her an alphabetical list of foods that rabbits like to eat, and set them on their way. She immediately named him Charlie, alias Snowflake, in hopes that her pain would melt away like snowflakes on a warm day.